Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with Extremely Local News now, and I want to hear more about this this guy who has taken matters into his own hands about a speed bump in the alley that he doesn't like. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. So in Brighton Park, Nicholas Benitez, he was pulling out of his driveway his garage in the alley, and the speed bump there kept nicking his suspension of his SUV. This is like an old school speed bump, like the concrete ones. A lot of the alley ones have been replaced with like rubber, and they're a little bit thinner. But he's been asking the city to do it, and he said it was just taking way too long. So he just took a pickaxe and started chipping away at it himself. Until one day, Alderman Ray Lopez, showed up in the alley and handed him a $500 ticket for destroying the speed bump. Apparently, he did not ask his neighbors how they felt about the speed bump, and this is frowned upon, this taking matters into your own hands. He might also have to pay to replace the speed bump, according to the alderman.
He's going to fight the ticket, though, isn't he?
He is. He's going to say, you know, this was damaged my car. It caused at least $1,000 worth of damage, and the city was dragging its feet and taking too long to handle it, so I just did it myself. So we'll see. And he's actually a little frustrated with Alderman Lopez for making a big deal of it, which is what sent all the news crews to this alley in Brighton Park. He tweeted it out and kind of made an example of this resident, which, as if anyone follows Alderman Lopez on social media, he does that a lot. So he's like, why did he have to make such a big deal about it? But we'll see what happens. The alderman says it'll cost, give or take, $1,800 to replace the speed bump.
I've hit some potholes and some areas where they have the street under construction, so there's like a metal thing in the middle of the street, and you don't realize you're going to hit that. And usually it's at the end of winter you're running all these problems, but you got to be alert for road hazards all the time now around here. Let's talk about what's going on with that pinball and pierogi deal.
Yeah, so during the pandemic, there was an arcade bar in Uptown, and they had to obviously put everything on hold. And while they were kind of waiting it out, they thought, let's change it up. They wanted to improve the business, expand a little bit. So they found a prime location in Rogers Park near the Morris Red Line station, and they opened their Mission Control arcade bar there, and they added a kitchen that will serve typical arcade grub, so like nachos and pizza, but also pierogi and other Eastern European foods, kielbasa. This is a chef called the Naked Pole. They are actors, and on the side, they make Polish food.
All right, 4830 North Broadway, right?
Yep.
And then my old neighborhood, Albany Park, you've got some restaurant news. What's going on there?
Yeah, so Las Palmas just opened in Albany Park, and this is Mexican and Guatemalan cuisine. This is from a longtime cook who worked 11 years in various kitchens across Chicago, and he and his wife were like, hey, we're sick of working for other people, so they opened their own spot. It's kind of been a little confusing for people because there's a Las Palmas in Wicker Park. There's another Las Palmas, I think, in the suburbs. So people are like, wait, is this the Las Palmas from Wicker Park? No, it's completely its own thing. And they are serving Guatemalan food that you won't be able to find elsewhere, as well as the Mexican food that the chef spent years making in kitchens across Chicago. That's Guatemalan-style tamales, which are made in banana leaves instead of corn husks. And there's different kinds of soups and enchiladas. It sounds absolutely delicious.
It sounds good. 4959 North Kedzie, they started at Foster and Spalding. So, hey, during this pandemic time, hats off to any restaurant people especially who are opening up. Jen?
Exactly.
Thank you.
We're grateful.
Yes, we are. Have a great day.